Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, November 8th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. We're still finding new features in both iOS 12.1 beta and watchOS 5.12 beta. FaceTime will fix the tricky flip camera button, and the live photos feature will return to one-on-one calls, and the new watch faces on Apple Watch Series 4 will gain a handful of new complication options. Another change discovered in the latest Apple Watch beta update is a new toggle for walkie-talkie availability in Control Center. This lets you swipe up and turn on walkie-talkie or turn it off with a tap without opening the walkie-talkie app. You still get the yellow dot on the watch face when walkie-talkie is active, which I'm not a fan of, but the change at least makes it easier to toggle modes from the watch face. Walkie-talkie lets you send audio messages to other Apple Watch users. Sounds come through in real time like a real walkie-talkie. And if you live in a country where Apple Pay Cash is not available, so anywhere outside of the US, the Watch beta update removes the Apple Pay Cash button from the Messages app. The button was inactive and just took up space in watchOS 5, so the change should be a welcome one until Apple expands its peer-to-peer payment feature beyond the United States. And on the iPhone side, Apple is expanding its new haptic touch feature on the iPhone XR to include expanding notifications. This will let iPhone X users long press on an alert to expand it and see more details. Other modern iPhones have pressure-sensitive displays that use Apple's 3D touch feature for the same behavior, but iPhone XR relies on long presses instead of force presses, where the gesture doesn't conflict and haptic feedback is used to create a haptic touch feature. In the HomeKit space, Belkin is adding support for Apple's Smart Home Framework to the Wemo Wi-Fi Smart Dimmer. Wemo HomeKit support is available today for the dimmer through a free software update. Prior to today, the dimmer required a special bridge from Wemo to add HomeKit support for use in Apple's Home app and with Siri. Now, like with Wemo's mini smart plug, Belkin is able to use software to securely work with HomeKit without requiring a bridge. A few other Wemo products still require the bridge, but the change is a nice one for existing and new Wemo customers without the add-on bridge. And speaking of bridge, the keyboard case company by the same name, only spelt with a Y, has announced that it will be releasing new versions of its keyboard cases for the new iPad Pros early in 2019. The company already teased images of the new keyboard cases that look similar to the old MacBook Pro style keyboards. And for the new Mac Mini customers, multiple guides have been published from sources, including iFixit, with instructions for how to upgrade the RAM in the new machine. Apple's previous Mac Mini from 2014 removed the ability to upgrade the RAM, but it returns in the 2018 version if you're careful and have patience and the right tools. And finally, I published my initial thoughts on using the new 11-inch iPad Pro and new Apple Pencil and Smart Keyboard Folio after 24 hours of testing. Read that for details and tune in for this week's Happy Hour podcast to hear much more. And also, stay tuned to youtube.com/9to5Mac for Jeff Benjamin's video review, which should be available by tonight. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.